Tonight's local news podcast is brought to you by a partnership between The Astorian and KMUN Coast Community Radio.
In tonight's segment, we have updates from COVID-19 all over our listening area. Clatsop County is putting in place new protocols. There's no confirmed cases in Pacific County or Wakayakum County, and there is some ways in which you can help ease the pain that this pandemic is causing. You're going to want to stay tuned for this on Northwest News. The Clatsop County Circuit Court has new COVID-19 protocols in place. Here's Joanne Rideout with the details.
Most hearings have been rescheduled till after May 1st and may be extended. Court hearings that are scheduled during this time will continue to be open to the public with restrictions on the number of people in the courtroom to allow for social distancing. Payments may be made online for many types of court cases and accounts. The court will extend payment deadlines on payment plans for 90 days to assist people who are impacted financially by COVID-19. The courthouse is operating with limited staffing. The lobby and other public areas of the courthouse will continue to be open to the public during business hours, but will be subject to social distancing limitations. Any person exhibiting symptoms of COVID-19 will be directed to leave the courthouse. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.
And because of those distancing limitations, Clatsop County offices are closed for drop-in business right now. Visitors must make an appointment. There is more info on the county's website. As of last night, there's been no reported incidents of COVID-19 in Pacific County, but that doesn't mean that they don't exist. Coast Community Radio's Jacob Lewin has more details for us.
Testing is ongoing in Pacific County, but county spokesman Benjamin Haslam says they only have 50 tests available right now.
We're facing a significant shortage of testing in Pacific County right now. Part of what the Emergency Operations Center is working on is advocating and trying to procure additional testing. There is a goal of being able to have adequate testing for the county and to be able to set up some type of possibly drive-through testing.
Haslam says adequate would be enough to test all healthcare workers and first responders, as well as people who show symptoms. What the county does have is an adequate supply of flu tests. The symptoms of the two diseases are similar, so testing positive on a flu test would help rule out a COVID-19 infection, and there's been an unusually high number of cases of the flu this year. The county is expecting federal money to help with the COVID response and is pursuing an offer of state funds to procure additional isolation space. The tests are free. Haslam says if you think you may need one, you should first call your doctor, or if you don't have one, an urgent care center or the ER. The county will share the information if, and more likely when, the first case is confirmed.
Not to be alarmist, but there probably are cases of COVID-19 present in Pacific County at this time that we have not been able to test for.
Pacific County has set up a COVID hotline if you need more information. It's 360-875-3407. I'm Jacob Lewin for Coast Community Radio.
As of this Thursday morning, March the 19th, no cases of the coronavirus have been identified in Washington's Wakayakum County. Three people are awaiting the results of tests, and another two have come back negative for the disease. Chris Bischoff, director of Wakayakum County Health and Human Services, told the Wakayakum Eagle on Tuesday, "The number of cases in Washington state will continue to rise significantly in the next 3 to 4 weeks," and that is a quote. Models aren't exact, but indicate the state could have 20,000 cases by early April. And of course, thanks to Coast Community Radio's correspondent Kathleen Morgain for this story. And now, Douglas County became one of the first counties in Oregon State to try COVID-19 drive-through testing this week. They're still in the pilot phase, but officials say they'd like to do more. Here's KLCC's Mallory Begay.
Physicians pre-selected and sampled 17 patients. Each visit took an average of 4 minutes. County Public Health spokesperson Vanessa Becker says this clinic was similar to drive-through flu shots they've done in the past. Amidst a nationwide shortage, Becker says this could be a solution for providers scrambling to find medical supplies. The next drive-through test clinic is in development. Mallory Begay reporting.
And as we're wrapping up this news break, I'd like to leave you with something that maybe you can do to help ease the pain of the coronavirus. With pandemic concerns causing hospitals to ramp up their preparedness, there are some things that the public can actually help with, and one of those things is by donating blood. Here's Joanne Rideout to explain.
The Washington State Department of Health is asking eligible donors to give blood. Growing concerns about COVID-19 are canceling blood drives, and that's causing a shortage of blood available for those in need. The state health department says it's a significant public health risk. Experts say donating blood is a safe activity, and there is no risk of contracting coronavirus through the blood donation process. Officials caution people to please not donate if, in the last month, they have traveled to a country with a COVID-19 outbreak, lived with individuals diagnosed or suspected of having COVID-19, or been diagnosed with or suspected of having the disease. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.